I think he murdered this land when he darkened Thunderclap, Roland mused. It probably wasn't much of a shake to begin with, and it's sterile now, but count your blessings. He reached over and touched a pimple that had popped out of her skin beside her full lower lip. 100 years ago this might have darkened and spread and eaten your skin right off your bones, gotten into your brain and run you mad before you died.
Cancer? Radiation?
Roland shrugged as if to say it didn't matter. Somewhere beyond the Crimson King's castle, we may come to grasslands and even forests again. But the grass will likely be buried under snow when we get there. For the season's wrong, I can feel it in the air, see it in the way the day is darkening so quickly. She groaned, striving for comic effect, but what came out was a sound of fear and weariness so real that it frightened her. Oi pricked up his ears and looked around at them.
Why don't you cheer me up a little, Roland?
You need to know the truth, he said. We can get on as we are for a good long while, Susanna. But it isn't going to be pleasant. We have food enough in yonder cart to keep us for a month or more, if we stretch it out, and we will. When we come again to land that's alive, we'll find animals even if there is snow, and that's what I want. Not because we'll be hungry for fresh meat by then, although we will be, but because we'll need the hides. I hope we won't need them desperately. There won't be that near a thing, but...
But you're afraid it will.
Yes, he said. I'm afraid it will. For over a long period of time, there's little in life so disheartening as constant cold. Not deep enough to kill, mayhap, but always there, stealing your energy and your will and your body fat an ounce at a time. I'm afraid we're in for a very hard stretch. You'll see. She did.